why you break things.
Oh, man. Discord, why you always gotta ruin fun things?
Man, we were doing so good for, like, months.
I know. I'm guessing that there was an update or something.
It's always the update.
I know, the mysterious update.
God dang it. It's good to hear your voice, Nick. I thought you had, become a Nixicle.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you?
For many days, yeah.
That's terrible. How was it?
Oh, I never knew, negative 50 until this week, so.
Tell me about this experience.
Alaska, come to me.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes.
With 1 being the Bahamas. And 10 being the day when our president tells a true story. Where would you place this cold on that scale?
Oh, I would say it's a firm 8.5.
Wow, really? Negative 50 is an 8.5?
Yes.
Holy moly.
Because I'll take cold temperatures over hot temperatures.
You know, I am 100% with you on that.
Yes.
Fuck the heat.
And I knew in that 1 to 10 scale, it's a not mentioned understanding that I don't use the number 7. So I didn't.
Man, you are so good. See, I'm glad somebody pays attention around here. You need to educate these other fools.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's up with you, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I made some banging ass dinner.
Really?
Yeah, I got to tell you about that later. And okay. a listener of the show sent me a recipe for no-carb pizza.
Oh, with a cauliflower crust?
With a cauliflower crust.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Look at you.
Yes. So shout out to Brian. Apparently, Nick, we have a listener who is also a keto coach.
Keto coach? Keto coach Brian.
Ooh, that'd be a good episode title.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And he said, he told me, I know you're a smart guy and do your own research. And then that's when he told me he was a keto coach.
And then did he say, this is how you get rid of that bad breath and the BO?
No, that didn't last very long, dude.
Okay, good.
That didn't last very long.
Good, good, good.
But, yeah, it's good, chatting with Brian. Matter of fact, I met Brian.
Oh.
I met Brian at Heroes Con like 3 years ago.
Brush with keto.
So,
tell me more.
Long time listener of the show. Shame on you for not telling me about keto 3 years ago.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Brian?
You could have been on the tip. The tip of the keto craze.
Oh, that kind of tip.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of tip.
It's been a long time, Martin, but not long enough.
That's what she said.
God,
you walked right into it.
You got both of them in within a minute. Jesus.
Hey, professional podcasting
here. That's why this is your show. Go on.
Yes, the Nerdy Legion with Nick Wetmore. Ugh. What's that show? The Half Hour Happy Hour? You are Allison Hayslip, and I am Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
Hello. No, you're Alex Albrecht before you left.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet since he left.
I haven't either.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, anytime I can get more Allison Hayslip, the better.
You wouldn't mind if she slipped in there?
No, she is fantastic.
That she is.
I like her bubbly personality.
She is very bubbly. I agree. Yeah. So here's what I did tonight, Nick.
Yes. Tell me about this.
I tweeted about
this keto pizza.
Well, I didn't do keto pizza tonight.
Oh.
I did something else.
Mm.
I tweeted about it, and I forgot to post a picture of it.
Oh.
But I made bone marrow zucchini noodles.
Jiminy Christmas.
With.
All right.
Oven fried Parmesan chicken.
Jeez, you just took it up about 20 notches right there. Holy cow.
I am trying to see how many levels of pretentiousness I can go up every single day.
I don't even think I can keep up with you. You have hit an apex that I will never touch. Holy mackerel.
You should have seen the other day. I made some almond-encrusted Chilean sea bass.
Mmm, yummy.
It was awesome. That shit was expensive, though.
I'm surprised you didn't use your macadamia nuts. I know you love those macadamia nuts.
Well, I didn't think macadamia would go well with fish.
They always encrust stuff with macadamia nuts. What, are you kidding me?
Really? All right, maybe I'll try that next time. Maybe I'll try
that. It's oily and buttery.
Well, the thing is, my wife bought this these like salad mixer packets. They have like nuts and seeds and pepper and fennel and some other crap in it.
Yeah. By the way, that is very pretentious, but it's so awesome. The way you just described it is so awesome.
But
go on. But
she's had them for a couple weeks and she's barely used them. And I wanted to make some fish. I had a craving for fish, so I made the fish. And I was like, well, what am I going to put on it? And like 2 days prior, I had done what was it? I can't remember what it was, but it was tilapia and then mayonnaise, Parmesan cheese, black pepper, something else. I can't remember. Some other spice. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I was like, I don't want to do like the same thing on this other fish. So I was digging through the cupboard and I found this like salad mix thing. Uh-huh. So I got my hammer and I chopped it up real fine. And then I used that to coat the fish. And nice. It was freaking awesome. Anyways, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about today's recipe.
Because
uh-huh. Today's recipe gave me a hard-on, quite literally.
Oh my. Gross. Now I'm turn off this podcast.
Listen, I dropped podcast. An F-bomb like 34 seconds in, okay? It's only going to go downhill from here.
I know. Oh my God. Do you have a keto? Are you drinking a keto gin and tonic too?
You know, technically, gin and
tonics.
That's
what you have to talk to Brian about.
About alcohol?
Get us some keto and low carb drinks.
I mean, I can do like gin and diet tonic.
What?
Yeah. You just can't do it a lot because then the alcohol will ruin the whole thing.
I know.
So, but you can.
I haven't had a beer in ages. Trust me, I know this.
Oh man, I had. I'll tell you. I ruined my weekend, and then I got sick Monday. Then I fixed it super fast. We went to my in-laws' house, and my mother-in-law made. She makes this vegetable soup that's freaking delicious. So I go there, and she's like, "Oh, I made lunch," and I was like, "What'd you make?" And she's like. Vegetable soup. And I said, God damn it, I can't eat this shit. But it was vegetable soup, and then my father-in-law made homemade whole wheat bread.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to eat this.
So you're like, this is all naughty stuff, and I'm going to be naughty today.
Yeah. So I had the vegetable soup. I had like two slices of this homemade whole wheat bread. Dude, you know what? I love homemade bread, though. Right?
Of course you do. You're Martin Fry.
Because there's something about that, like, yeasty taste.
Yeah.
Right? Where you just, like, chomp into it. And you're like, hell yeah. Like, this is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real deal. So I had two slices of bread. And then she's like, oh, I made dessert. And she had made, like, an angel hair cake. Yeah, made, like, an angel cake. And, oh God, what was the other? Marble cake. And I love me some marble cake. Yeah.
So, man, this is all, there is not one low keto carb thing in this whole entire, like this is like a fantasy meal. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Tell me more.
It was funny. So I got my soup and I sat down and we're talking and my wife's like, yeah, cause Martin's doing this keto thing and nobody knew what the hell it was, right? So it was my in-laws were there and my wife's aunt and her husband and my aunt's grandma. Because they were talking about like some kind of they were talking about Alzheimer's because Alzheimer's runs in my wife's family. I think I tweeted about it. There was an article about a link between gum disease and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so they were talking about that because my wife sent it to them to read. And so we're talking, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I started talking about mushrooms. And then keto came up, and so I explained it, and my wife's aunt is like, well, what can you eat? And I was like, not this soup. But then I went and explained it. I mean, it's been working pretty well, dude. I've lost like 18 pounds.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And, so I went through the whole thing, and, so yeah, anyways. So I had this vegetable soup, I had this homemade bread, I had a piece of this marble cake with some whipped cream. You know, I figured I had already ruined it, you know what I mean?
Oh, so that sounds so good.
Might as well go with the whipped cream. And then I put some, she had some, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry compote, and I put that on top of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was delicious.
Tell me you didn't have, this is when you're supposed to have the erection, right here. Oh my God. All of this sounds so freaking good. Holy cow.
It was great. It was great. And so we had a good time. We're chatting, whatever. We ended up coming back home. Nick Wetmore.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next morning I woke up and I felt like I had gotten run over by a goddamn freight train.
Sure.
I don't know if all those carbs just made me sleep bad, but I woke up and I felt like I hadn't slept in days.
Oh,
and
no.
I had a headache the whole fucking day. And everyone at work sick, so I'm like, God damn it, I got the flu or something. And so I had to quickly remedy it. So I took some additional magnesium. I dropped some B complex, and this is nasty, but I drank like half a couple lemon juice, and I had my headache just all freaking day. But then the next day I woke up and it was slightly better. But I still had it, and I felt a little weak in the joints, you know.
Sure.
So I said, I'm not doing this. So I drank on Tuesday now. Was my homemade bone broth that I made. And Wednesday I felt great. I was back to normal by Wednesday. So I don't know if it was that I was starting to catch the flu or if all these carbs just effed me up. Something was going on and it is taken care of.
Oh, sounds so good.
Yeah, taken care of.
What a way to go down.
That's what she said. So.
Oh.
You're just setting yourself up, Nick.
I know.
You know, you get busy. You don't call me anymore. I gotta catch up on 2 weeks of naughty.
Life happens, buddy. You know that.
Oh, trust me.
Sorry.
I know. Trust me.
Sorry.
So I'll tell you about tonight's dinner because it was delicious.
Was this inspired by Keto Brian?
It was not inspired by Keto Brian.
What the hell? When are we gonna rope Keto Brian into some of these stories? God damn it. What the hell?
I mean,
bring him up and then he's gone. It's like you're hiding his greatness from us.
Well, he was a guest. He was a special guest, Keto Brian.
You don't have secrets between us. You even said, I met him 3 years ago, and then you just went on to another topic. Like, no story, just like right on to the next topic. You're hiding him from us. You're keeping secrets from us. How dare you?
Well, Keto Brian did tell me to say to make sure you watch your omega-6 acids.
I don't even know what he just said. What? What does that even mean?
To avoid vegetable oil because it's garbage for you.
But what about olive oil?
Oh, olive oil I drink by like the gallon.
Okay. Because that's what I do. We don't even have any other oil in the house. That's it.
We've got coconut oil. That's it.
Oh, we do have coconut oil. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yeah, I don't usually use it all that much. So.
Yeah, I don't use it a whole lot. I mean, I've also got a jar of bacon fat in the refrigerator. Is that considered?
Of course
that's an oil, right?
Of course you do. Martin Ferretti.
I save the drippings, bro.
Yes, of course you do. Of course you do. Now
I fry my fat. I fry my bacon in bacon fat.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
All right. So no, not the pizza. The zucchini noodles.
Oh God damn it! Okay, zucchini noodles.
All right, zucchini noodles. Delicious.
Yes, delicious. I had them all this week, so.
All week.
I'm with you.
Wow.
Yeah, I made chicken teriyaki with, zucchini noodles.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was delicious, and so, I had leftovers all week.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
All right, so this is very simple. Very simple. Basically what you make, I mean, you know how to make zucchini noodles.
Mm-hmm.
You need a spiralizer like a normal human being. Who doesn't have a spiralizer, Nick?
I'm not sure, but if you don't, you should get one.
Yeah, you should get one.
They're great.
They're like $5.
Yeah.
All right, so you make your noodles, okay? And, on the chicken, chicken's very easy. You set the...
Oh, and by the way, go to amazon.com/nerdylegion and pick up Nerdy Legion's spiralizer. Trademark pending.
Yes, trademark pending. Nerd Legion branded Spiralizer.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so the chicken's very simple. Mm-hmm. All you do, so I did oven fried chicken. And I feel like I need to explain what oven fried chicken is, because when I posted this tonight on Twitter, everyone is saying there's no such thing as oven fry. You either bake it in the oven or you fry it in a pan.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, Nick, have you ever heard the term? Have you ever heard the term oven fried?
Yes, because you can have oven fried French fries.
See, I'm glad at least one person in this goddamn planet pays attention to things.
Thank you. That's right.
All right. So, as I explained it very simply, oven fry is a thing. Oven fry is basically like pan frying, except in the oven. That's the way I explained it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that is when you pan fry something, you use next to zero oil. Okay, very little oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook on high heat. So really, you're just using the oil for like a little sear, but the cooking is done through heat.
Yeah, it's a flash fry.
Exactly. Well, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
As much as an oven can do.
Yes. So the reason it's called oven fry is because you take your meat and you rub oil on it. You rub olive oil. You don't use some garbage oil like vegetable oil. Thanks, Keto Brian.
Yeah.
You use real oil, olive oil, and you cut your meat.
Uh-huh.
And that way it doesn't stick to the pan. You don't use aluminum foil or anything. You do it directly on the pan. Okay? So you put the pan in the oven. You let the pan heat up with the oven. So you wait till it gets 450. At 450, you take the pan out. You put the chicken in it. And then you're going to cook it for about 15 minutes. Okay? Now, because you have this little coating of oil, it's almost like you're frying it. So your oven is circulating air inside the damn oven. And with the oil there, it's almost like a freaking air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The oil kind of gives you this little thin crust on the meat. Which is great too, because it helps keep the juices inside, by the way.
Can I ask you about a reference that you just threw out?
You can ask about any reference you'd like. I am full of them.
Okay. I thought you had an air fryer.
I do.
Why didn't you use that?
Because I'm so used to not using it that I never use it.
Oh my God. All these poor people in the world, and you're so bougie, you're not even going to use it. How dare you?
Yes. I'm being completely honest.
I know. I appreciate it. Go
I mean, when you get used to doing a certain thing, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the chicken is just, so I rubbed it in oil, and then salt, pepper, Parmesan cheese, thyme, what else did I do? Dill, paprika. Did I miss anything? No, that's it. So you have like a coating on top of spices. And you just throw it in the oven and you oven fry it for 15 minutes.
It's almost like you're blackening it.
Yes.
With the spices.
Well, it doesn't black because of the spices.
Right, right.
But yes, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because as the cheese melts, it keeps all the spices on top of the chicken. So nice. It is very flavorful. I cook the noodles. The key, Nick, is the sauce. And my wife asked me what was in the sauce, and I did not tell her because I didn't want to not eat or have them not eat it because
– Oh, my God. Did you put – hold on. Did you put crickets in it?
I should have. That would have been hilarious.
Did you put figs in it? Because I know she has an aversion to figs.
No figs.
Okay, go on.
No figs. So what I did is I basically made an Alfredo sauce. And Alfredo is very simple to make, except I changed a couple things. So number one, I didn't use cream cheese. Okay, if you make homemade Alfredo, you need cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I made a little change with the liquid. So basically what I did is I took 3 teaspoons of butter, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, minced garlic, threw it in a pot, fried it. Okay. That way the butter gets all garlic coated.
Okay.
Then I dumped in 1/2 cup of whipping cream, the perfect keto dairy product. 1/2 cup of whipping cream, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. I mixed it all together until the cheese started to melt. And then it starts getting thick because, you know, after it starts melting, you put it down on low. It starts getting thick. So that's when I added 3 tablespoons of bone marrow.
Oh, was that the, is this the part that would turn them off?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
3 tablespoons of bone marrow. And then I added about it, like 1/8 cup of the bone broth that I made.
Nice.
Then you stir it up, just wait 5 minutes so it all mixes together, gets heat up. Pull it out of the pot, throw it in with the noodles, stir the noodles up, then you throw some more salt into the noodles. By that point, the chicken is done, so I take the chicken out, I chop it up into little slices, and I serve it on top of the noodles, and it was freaking delicious. Oh, I also did some, I fried up some spinach, and I mixed that in with the zucchini noodles.
Nice.
Nick.
Dang.
It was delicious.
It sounds delicious.
Now, if you've never tried bone marrow, I know it sounds weird, but you gotta try it. That shit is so good.
Yeah.
It like coats your entire mouth.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it was great. It was delicious. And it makes the damn noodles so shiny. God, Nick, I thought I was gonna blind myself when I plated the damn noodles.
Now, did the entire family enjoy it? And then afterwards, did you tell them, there's bone marrow in this?
Nope, I haven't told them.
Oh.
Reagan came out, she's like, what are you making? I said, chicken and noodles. I didn't even tell her there was zucchini noodles.
Don't tell your mom that there's beef broth in this, please.
Well, Reagan, for some reason, Reagan's got this thing about, like, what she calls fake food. Okay, so, like, every once in a while, I used to buy, like, the, like, vegan burgers.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right?
Or, like, the vegan chicken patties.
Sure.
And she would eat it, but then afterwards, I was like, how was it? She's like, it was really good. And she's like, it had like, there was something off about it, but the flavor was really good. She's like, was that like real, whatever, if I make the tacos, right, with the vegan crumbles, was that, right. What kind of meat was that? And I was like, it wasn't meat. It was these like vegetable substitute. And she's like, okay, that's a little weird, but fine. It tasted good. I said, okay. The next time I make it, if I'm making tacos, she'd be like, that's not that vegetable meat, is it? And I'd be like, no, that's real meat. So she's got this thing where, like, she doesn't like the substitutes.
Yeah, she doesn't like food through science.
Yeah. So, and I mean, zucchini noodles is not food through science. You're just freaking spiralizing a zucchini.
Yeah.
But it still wouldn't be spaghetti. You know what I mean?
Did she know that it was spiralized?
I don't know, because she had seconds, so.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I guess not.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she had that, and then my wife had it, and they all enjoyed it. But I never told anybody what it was. So
nice.
When Reagan said, I just said, chicken and noodles. And then my wife asked me, she's like, that's zucchini, right? I said, yeah. She's like, what's in the sauce? And I was like, I can't tell you. It's a secret. She's like, well, it was really good. You should make it again. I said, good. If you only knew. Like,
oh. Don't worry, I will.
Yep, if you only knew. So yeah, it's my thing, man. I'm buying all these bones. I need to find like a shop that doesn't, whatever, supermarket that doesn't sell bones.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, can I just have your leftover bones?
Just become real good friends with the butchers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get them cheap. It's like $10. You get like, I don't even know, like 5 pounds. Just like a giant bag of bones.
Nice.
And they last forever. So yeah. It was good, man. And you can bake them pretty quick. You just throw the bone in there. It's like 15, 20 minutes. You broil them and they're done.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Look at you all fancy.
It was very good. I don't know, but that,
oh,
is it fancy though? Like we've talked about like garbage meat before.
Yeah, but it's fancy in the way that the only time you ever hear of bone marrow is either a fancy restaurant or it's on the Food Network.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like you don't see truffles hanging out all that much.
No.
You know, you have to go somewhere fancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or saffron, you know?
Oh, saffron's so expensive though.
I know.
It's like
it's fancy.
$20 for like a little tiny bud.
Yep.
We're not talking about drugs, folks.
Yeah.
Let me clarify, because I said a bud.
Yeah.
It's a delicious spice that's extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, would store-bought saffron be any good? It's been sitting in a bag for forever.
I would think it's been sitting in a bag for forever.
Yeah. I've seen some that they sell them like in a vial. Have you seen
that? Yes, I've seen those too, yeah.
I wonder if
it keeps looks like it's a test tube.
Yeah, a little test tube. Maybe.
But they always say, and I mean, I tend to believe it, they always say, like, no matter where you buy your spices, that you should only, as soon as they're opened, you should only have them for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's
true. And how many spices up in my cabinet have been there for like 2 years?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't buy spices at Costco, man.
Yeah, they lose their intensity after a while.
Mm-hmm. The only spice that doesn't would probably be like salt. That just lasts forever.
Yeah.
Maybe black pepper.
I would even think pepper after a while will lose that intensity.
Yeah, maybe. Once it starts drying out.
Yeah, it probably tastes fine, but it's just you have to put more on it to subsidize.
Yeah. Pepper's really good for you.
I love it.
Yeah, so. It's really good. There's some chemical like peppermint or something. I can't remember what it does. I think it's for anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to give that to some of our friends.
Don't name names.
I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not.
Okay, good.
I suggested Kava to one tonight.
Did you?
Oh, I sure did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. We will see how
Too
it goes.
Good.
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
good.
What have you been up to then?
Just surviving the cold, dude.
Man, I can't believe they're making you work in that.
I had to go into work today, actually.
It's rough.
Yeah. The building was closed, but I still worked.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't work from home?
There was an option, but I don't think that was really passed along to me, so. Technically, I guess I could have, but.
Shame on your company.
That's all right. That's okay. At least I know my car starts, right?
Hey, that's true.
There you go.
That is true. I was wondering about that. It wasn't that cold here. I think the coldest it got was like 20.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, it's cold, right? I'm in the south.
Yeah, like, that's cold.
Once it drops below like 65, people are freezing around here.
Yeah. Do you guys have like salt trucks and ice trucks and stuff like that?
They don't do salt. They do sand.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is worse.
Yeah, I would think so, especially when it gets uber cold out.
Then
it would have to be like a skating rink.
Well, it's not so much that. I mean, like, it's probably better for the cars, right? Because you don't have that corrosion or whatever from the salt.
Well, it's better for the cars and the road, but Jesus, you're not getting rid of any ice.
Yeah, you have that sludge, man. Ugh, it's so nasty. I don't know, maybe it's not like, it can't be like just sand, though. Maybe they like mix it with salt.
Maybe.
Because I don't think sand would like, whatever, raise the freezing temperature of water. That doesn't seem like good science. That seems like Trump science.
I have no idea. Not even gonna weigh in on that. All I know is both of our faucets are dripping right now.
There you go. Got to do it.
So, yeah.
Got to do it. It's funny. My boss is from Florida. He said when he first moved here, he would see the little pots that you put on the outside faucets.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why does everyone have those in the winter? And I'm like, dude, because it's the freaking cold. He's like, I don't know. I'm from Florida.
Right.
So, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would he know? Makes sense. He's gotten used to it, though.
You adapt pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, you sure do. Yeah. No, it's funny because, I think it's his oldest daughter. She's married to a guy in the military and they are based out in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he has all kinds of stories about the cold up there and then the earthquakes that happened recently and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My cousin went there for a vacation and has been there for, God, a decade now.
Man, that's what I'm worried about.
And before that, it was Arizona.
Oh, wow. That's a big change.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, my God, huge change.
See, that's what I'm worried about, dude. I want to go vacation in Alaska. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this later, but I'm thinking about taking archery lessons.
Taking what?
Archery lessons.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, archery.
What are you doing?
I'm expanding my persona, Nick.
Oliver Queen. Are you going to be hunting? What are you doing over
there? We talked about this at the beginning of the episode. Every day, I'm trying to up my pretentious level.
That's right, Connor Hawk.
Ugh, Connor Hawk is the worst.
I like Connor Hawk. Get out of here.
Really?
Yeah, I like him.
Nah,
he's a good story.
Yeah, I guess. He's fine. So I want to take archery lessons. How did that come up? Oh, Alaska. So, I want to go to Alaska and like hunt sheep, like bow hunt sheep in Alaska.
You know what? Okay. Speaking of hunting. Now, okay, let's say you become uber proficient with this archery.
Yeah.
You become Martin Hood.
Oh, yes.
Would you go hunting with your bow and arrow for, I don't even care if it's sheep, whatever it is. I don't name a beast that you want to hunt with your bow and arrow.
Wild boar.
My question is, would you go hunting with no gun, no knife, just your bow and arrow?
No, I mean, you got to have a knife.
Okay. I'll give you a knife.
But no gun. I don't like guns.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, like, if you even shot a sheep, sure, could that sheep be scared of you? Maybe 99% of them are. But there could be that one sheep that comes after you. And if you had a gun, you'd be pretty fearless. But if you didn't have a gun, any freaking animal coming after you, a pheasant, whatever, that pheasant, that could be a fair fight.
Yeah.
If you rile that thing up enough, or if it's a mother defending its, you know, it's young.
Well, that could
be a real fair fight, which that seems like a very scary proposition when all you have is a bow and an arrow.
Yes, Nick, I agree completely. In fact, part of the reason I want to do this is because I want to practice with wild boar hunting. So where my in-laws live, as I've told you, they own 100 acres, right? Mm-hmm. Between my in-laws and their brethren. It's like 33 acres apiece because there's three of them. But I mean, they have like three houses on like 2 acres of land. And the rest is just woods. And in these woods live wild boar. I've never seen any. And my wife and I have been married. We've got an anniversary coming up. We've been married 5 years. I've never seen a boar. But apparently there's a ton of them in there. I don't know what you know about wild boar, but wild boar are the meanest fucking creatures in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They are nasty. And they will charge you and kill you. And after they kill you, they will hover over your body and eat you piece by piece. Probably, yes, you're still alive.
Hmm.
But I don't want to carry a gun, Nick. I don't. For one, I don't like guns. For two, I've got this whole weird thing where, like, I think guns have just made people extra stupid. If you're a gun lover, yeah. I apologize. Okay, there's nothing wrong with owning a gun for protection. If you're a hunter and use a gun, cool, that's your prerogative. If I were to start hunting, I would use like a bow and arrow. Or, what else could you use? Like an atlatl or something. I don't fucking know. Who hunts with an atlatl? we'll just go with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
It feels, number one, more personal, and I think it also gives you more responsibility for what you're doing, right?
Because, and it's sort of badass.
Well, hell yeah, it's badass. If you kill mm-hmm. something, I mean, anybody can shoot a gun.
That's how I look at it.
But it takes skill to shoot a bow and arrow. I mean, it takes skill to shoot a gun to some extent.
True.
But I mean, like, within reason, right? Like, if something's within like 10 feet of you, chances are if you have a gun, you will hit that thing. But with a bow and arrow, not so much. It feels like one of those things that's like very zen. You know what I mean? Kind of relaxing in a way. So I want to try it. I want to try it.
All right, Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I want to try it, man. I want to try new things all the time.
Yeah, I'm for it. Just make sure you make some wild boar jerky. That's all I want.
Yeah, yeah. Wild boar, they're the worst. They're the worst. You know what's funny? I learned a funny fact. You know, do you guys have coyotes up in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
So
we have such ballsy coyotes that the news reports on them all the time going through major towns.
Oh, no
doubt.
Major
towns. They don't even care. They don't give a shit.
All right, so you want to hear why that is? Let me tell you about coyotes.
Well, I mean, I can guess that dumb humans are taking away their wild land, their land to roam. So guess what? All of a sudden, they start roaming suburbs of Chicago.
That is one and elsewhere. 100% correct. But there is a really weird fact about coyotes that makes that possible.
Hmm.
So, brief history. So coyotes started out in like the desert, right, out west, like New Mexico, Colorado area, like around that area. And, you know, being people come in and they disperse all the wildlife. The wildlife need to find new places to live. So they start spreading out. Okay. So yes, you're correct. That's part of the reason there's coyotes everywhere. In fact, there's coyotes in every state except Hawaii because coyotes can't swim. But one day they'll figure it out.
Or one day a dumb human will bring like three of them over to Hawaii.
Yes, there you go.
And then, oh boy.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
Because all you need is two. But here's the weird thing. So a lot of places have like basically open hunting on coyotes, right? Because they're kind of a nuisance and they're everywhere. In fact, Georgia, I think you're allowed to kill like 100 coyotes a year or something like that. And for a while they had like a law where you like had to hunt. If you saw a coyote, you had to kill it. The weird thing about coyotes is when you, you've heard a coyote howl before. I hear it all the time because we've got a coyote den probably about 100 yards from my back door.
Oh.
That's part of the reason why we fenced our yard. And, so we hear them all the time. The weird thing about coyotes is the reason they do their little howl thing at night is, like a roll call. So the alpha does the howl and then all the other ones in the pack do their howl. It's kind of saying like, hey, I'm right here. If a coyote does not respond, there's some weird shit in female coyotes where they instantly go into heat in order to make more coyotes. And so.
What the heck?
Yeah, isn't that weird? So
that is
part of the reason why they've expanded so quickly all over the damn country is people going out and hunting coyotes. And when you hunt a coyote, the females go immediately into heat and then they have a litter of like 10 fucking coyotes.
Jeez.
So that's why they've spread so quickly. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's neat.
It's like insta-pregnant. Yeah, pretty fascinating. Coyotes. Dangerous.
I like it.
Yeah, coyotes are great. I wouldn't hurt a coyote. Have you ever seen a baby coyote? They're fucking cute as shit.
But they certainly, if you had a small dog, guard your small dog or cat. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, I'm not worried about my big dogs. But,
well, no, of course
but,
not.
But little Betty White. I mean, I was worried with this falcon. I told you about the falcon in the yard.
No.
Oh, my God. So sometimes we let them out separately because when they're together, they just fucking bark up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes we'll let Betty White out and let her do her thing. And then she'll come back in and we let the other two out.
Mm-hmm.
And, so one day I let the big dogs out first and,
let the big dogs out.
Yeah. I let the big dogs out. I let them in and I look over right as I'm letting Betty White out. And Nick, I shit you not. There is a freaking falcon flying over my yard with like an 8-foot wingspan. It was ginormous. I was like, what the hell is that? And my first thought was, I gotta get Betty White inside because this motherfucker is gonna pick her up and then I'm gonna have to hear my wife cry because the damn falcon ate her dog.
Survival of the fittest. Yeah. Betty White is old.
Yeah.
As we all know, 96 years old.
But I mean, this dog's tiny, dude. I mean, she looks big now. When we first got her, she looked tiny. She looked like a giant rodent.
Mm-hmm.
But we feed our dogs very well. You know, like whatever the fuck, grain-free bullshit. I don't know. Super expensive dog food because my wife is pretentious with the dogs. Mm-hmm. And so they, because it helps their coat and you know, you want them, they're big dogs. So they have like joint issues and stuff. So
sure.
This has like collagen and whatever crap in it. And so it's great for the big dogs. The problem is she's a little tiny dog and, dude, she looks like a giant fucking hairball with just like a little snout coming out of the fluff. And when we first got her, she wasn't like that at all. Like she had really thin hair. She looked tiny. Her hair was kind of flat and, almost wavy. And now that we, after we had her for a couple months, like it was just like poof.
Sheesh.
She's just like a giant cotton ball. but she's tiny. She can't weigh but like 20 pounds tops. You know what I mean? And if a hawk is, or whatever, a falcon is flying, maybe it was a hawk. I don't fucking know. It was a giant bird of prey. Yes. Flying around my backyard with this, dude, I'm telling you, at least 8 foot wingspan, probably longer than that. There is no way. That thing would pick that little dog up and you would never see Betty White again.
Yep. You would have heard the dog howl and then all the coyotes howl right after doing roll call.
Yep. And then there'd be 3,000 baby coyotes in my backyard.
Yep.
Yep.
The females would go into heat and it'd be all over.
Yep. It's true. That's exactly what would happen.
But you probably don't have any rabbits around your place. Between the falcons and the coyotes.
Yep. We do have moles, though.
Oh, you got to get those coyotes in there.
Yeah. Well, I think Betty White's taking care of the moles.
Good.
She's been doing a lot of digging lately. Matter of fact, there's a trench that runs the entire width of my goddamn backyard.
Oh no!
That she's dug. I'm assuming trying to get either moles or chipmunk.
Oh sure.
The other day I went outside to bring them back in, and all I could see was her damn back legs. Like, she had been digging, and there's like a damn 3 foot deep hole in my backyard. I gotta go fill it up.
Sounds like you're gonna have to be putting down some sod come spring.
Man, I tell you, I gotta do something.
Yep.
I'm gonna have to get one
you
of those.
You gotta move to your in-law's place. Then that dog has 100 acres to run around
on.
Dude,
I would love that.
Moles a go-go.
I would love that. You know how many crickets I could raise at 100 acres? Oh my God.
You know the great thing about raising crickets also?
Mm.
You'd never even need like a soothing, meditative, like sound effects CD going.
Hell yeah.
It would just be the sound of crickets. And who can't fall asleep to crickets? God. Oh my gosh, it's the best.
I love that sound.
And then also you throw in like all the toads and frogs by the pond. Oh my God, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Yeah, my wife does white noise to sleep.
Sure.
Which I guess is fine. I guess.
Rain and thunderstorm.
I like the babbling brook. That's my favorite.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, thunderstorm's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something soothing about that.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm telling you, man. Science!
So what else has been going on with you, man?
Reading all the comics and not watching shit. I've been reading some books, too. I read a really great book.
Nice.
Lucifer's Hammer. It came out in like the mid-70s. Sci-fi book. I think the author just died last year. Really good.
Who's the author?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay. That's why I asked.
Am I signed to Audible? I'm not even signed to Audible. Shame on me. Larry Niven and Jerry Purnell.
Oh, I like Larry Niven.
Yeah, Larry Niven, infamous sci-fi author.
Yeah.
Multiple award-winning author. Yeah. And Jerry Purnell was like, he was a tech guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Tech guy.
What turned you on to that book?
Well, so one of the podcasts I listened to, which one was it? Twit? This Week in Tech?
Okay.
Jerry Purnell used to be on there all the time before he died.
Oh, okay.
And, one day after he passed, they were talking about him and talking about the book, and I was like, oh, I gotta put that on my queue. So I did, and eventually I got to it, and, yeah, I just finished it. It's fantastic.
Nice. Now let me ask you, when it comes to Audible, or even, you know, audio books in general.
Yeah.
Do you like it to be an audio play? Do you like one person narrating the entire thing, but doing different voices? Or do you like one person just reading it straight?
So I think it depends on the book.
Okay, but what do you prefer generally?
Generally, I prefer one person.
Doing all the parts?
Yeah.
Differently?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, same here.
Yep.
Same here. Yeah, I like when they change their voice and maybe not do like tons of accents unless they can do them really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I like just the inflections changing so you know it's one person going to another person.
Yeah, I like the performance aspect of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really impressive. And I hate to say it, this might date me a little bit, when I grabbed books on CD back in the day from the library.
CD, that's not that long ago.
It's long enough. But when I grabbed them from the library, I actually started to hunt down certain narrators, and to be honest with you, at some point I got into like a couple narrators so much that I didn't even read what the book was about. I saw that they were reading it and it's like, yep, I'm grabbing that one.
Mm.
Yeah, they were just that good.
Yep. There's what's the guy that was in Star Trek?
Leonard Nimoy.
No.
William Shatner.
No.
Hmm.
The young guy. He was on the podcast network with Felicia.
Sulu?
No. Dang it. Will.
Will Forte.
No, not Will Forte.
Will Smith.
No, not Will Smith.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. That's it.
Yes.
Will Wheaton.
I knew where you were going.
He is fantastic in the narration.
He is fantastic.
He might be my favorite Audible narrator.
Nice.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I like it.
So whenever a new book comes out that he narrates, I usually pick it up, regardless of what it is.
Cool.
And usually it's fine because 99% of the time it's a sci-fi book.
Yeah, it sort of seems like that's his niche.
Yeah, yep.
It's either that or board games.
Yep, that or board games. So yeah, so I just finished
Lucifer's
Hammer.
He's getting paid with his for his passions.
Oh hell yeah!
If only we were all that lucky, my friend.
If only all of our listeners went to nerdylegion.com/audible and signed up for their free subscription and received two books that they can keep forever. Man, we'd be rich.
I like it.
That's a great ad read.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm almost done with, it was free, because you know, let me tell you, Audible is the best. Not only because they pay me money to say that, but they are the best because now you also get two additional free books a month.
Wow.
Yeah, because you can do, they have, Amazon, or whatever they're called, Audible Originals.
Yeah.
And you get, if you're a subscriber, you get two free originals per month.
Nice.
And so, one of the ones for this month, well, for January, was Alien Out of the Shadows.
Oh.
It is freaking awesome.
And it's even better when it's free.
It's doubly better when it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that one, I'm almost done with it. And then I've got Neal Stephenson lined up. I've got, Rimdi is the next one I'm going to do.
Yikes.
And then after that, I'm doing Seven Eves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. By that point, it'll be time for another credit so I can get something else. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Cool.
But, yeah, good stuff. Oh, and I also read, Galapagos, Kurt Vonnegut.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Nice.
I like Vonnegut, man, but I never read that one.
You're on a tear.
Dude, well, so here's what I did. I quit watching TV.
Wow. Goodbye, TV.
I quit watching TV. I mean, I still watch movies.
Can I ask you if your wife has watched something?
Yes. She watched
the Ted
Bundy thing.
Hold on.
Oh.
I don't care about that. Get out of here.
I'm just telling you.
I don't care. there's a new Hulu original with Sandra Oh in it.
Huh.
Has she seen that? It looks like a Okay, just from the commercial, American detective is brought over to Europe for, there's a board with all these like yarn string pieces going from one thing to another. So I'm guessing.
Is that Killing Eve?
Yes.
Okay.
Did she see that?
She has not. It is on our
Damn
queue.
It.
It's on our queue things to watch.
Because I love me some Sandra Oh. Ooh, Lordy. And I thought that commercial looked good. It was promising.
Yeah, I heard Mike talking about it on What Did You Watch This Week?
Ooh, I might have to listen to that episode.
Yeah, yeah. They really like that.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Good to know. Thank you, Mike.
Killing is on my queue.
I love that you're out of TV. I feel like I'm sort of out of TV. I've read a lot of books, so go on, proceed.
So yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing really on TV that I want to watch. So like, I mean, I guess I gotta watch the new season of Man in the High Castle. I haven't watched the latest one yet.
I haven't watched the last two seasons.
Oh my,
so.
Season two's good.
I want to watch season two, but I don't want to commit that many hours. That's the problem.
When you get to season two, it's, have you ever read the book?
A long time ago.
All right. Once you get to two, it starts feeling more like the book.
Ooh, okay. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
You know the problem with Man in the High Castle, and there really is no problem with it. I just wish it, I wish the seasons were about a fourth shorter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true for a lot of things.
Like, I wish they were like set up like BBC shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a really strong 8-9 episodes. When it goes 12 episodes, I don't know. There's some clunkiness to it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree. So I got to watch that one season. Black Mirror is not on again until June, I think, is when it comes out.
Mm.
What other shows do I watch? Travelers, I already finished that season.
So. All the superhero stuff.
Well, so there's the superhero stuff. But I just decided I'm going to watch those on Netflix when they come out instead of doing the CW app. I mean, I watched the crossover and all that. It was fantastic. But
what about the DC shows?
So on the DC shows, Titans is over, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you told me that.
Yep.
What about the cartoon?
Young Justice, I did 4 episodes.
Okay.
It is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But that one has the same problem that you just mentioned. It's a 22 episode season.
Wow. And are they all out now? So
they're,
you can
they're
watch
not.
Them all?
No, they're not.
Oh, poop stain on
that.
They're
not. They release 3 a week.
Oh, that's better than one. Okay.
Yeah,
that's better.
3 episodes a week. They come out on Fridays.
Okay.
So it's not bad. And right now they're on the mid-season hiatus.
Mid-season hiatus.
Right, that's what I said. Number one is a cartoon. Number two is on a streaming service. What are you doing?
Right. How can that not already be in the vault?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the damn show's done.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
hiatus. Get out of here.
It's probably one of those things where they just want to time the return for Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Because Doom Patrol comes out in 2 weeks.
Okay. You're going to have to let me know how that is.
I will. Don't you worry.
Okay, good.
Matter of fact,
I'm reading that.
I need to get back on that app. I hadn't been on since I watched that episode 4 of Young Justice. But this past week, they doubled the number of comics in there.
Ooh.
So they added a ton of new stuff.
Good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
That's because I was a good boy, and I did my DC Universe survey. And one of the questions was, what can we do to improve the service? And they had options, and one of them was add more comics, and that's the one that I picked.
Thank you, Martin.
So you're welcome, everybody.
You made it happen.
You can thank me later. You can thank me by going to nerdlegion.com/audible. Subscribe today.
You were one of the first people to sign up for
It's really
the
funny?
Notification to DC Universe.
That's true. I was the first. You know what's funny? They still send me emails to tell me to sign up.
Oh, that's friendly.
Because, did I tell you this? That I'm not paying for it?
What?
I thought I told you this.
Huh.
Maybe I was just talking about it on Discord.
I don't know, but I like it.
I don't know what happened, but I have not been charged.
Huh. Put on your eye patch and jump on that ship. Goodbye, Martin. Time to walk the plank.
And like I said, they send me emails all the time. Make sure you sign
maybe
up.
You should
sign up today.
Maybe you should sign up, Martin. Shame on you.
So something happened.
Julian, turn off this podcast. Don't learn anything from your bigger brother. Shame on you.
That's why I'm the lesser Ferretti.
Horrible. Yes, for sure.
Terrible human being.
Terrible.
But like,
so with your new comics, let's go back to the fun stuff.
Sure.
With the comics on the DC Universe app, do you put them into a queue? Can you save them for later, or do you always have to shop for them? And then like, okay, where's issue 3? Okay, here it is. I'm only halfway done with it, and I have to go through the same route to read the second half of this if I stop.
So here's the problem. There's no queue.
Mm.
Oh, dang. Reign of the Superman came out. I got to watch that.
Focus. You're off of TV, you said.
It's
no
a
more
movie.
TV.
It doesn't count.
No more TV. It does.
It's a movie. So you can make lists. But you have to make all the lists. Like when you sign up, there's one list. The save for later list.
Oh boy. So you're putting everything in there.
Well,
Reign of Superman.
I'm not an
Add
animal.
Add to my list.
No.
Green Lantern, Issue 3, Volume 3. Add to list.
No, I'm not an animal. If there's only one list. No, there's lists.
Oh, so you can make multiple lists.
Yeah, you can make multiple lists.
I thought you said there was only one list.
Yeah, no, there's just multiple lists.
Oh, okay, good.
Which is fine. I'm going to be reading Infinite Crisis sometime next week.
Ooh, I might be reading Infinite Crisis sometime next week as well.
Oh, snap. That's good.
Or I might be reading Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Mm.
I know you don't like it.
It's fine. It's fine.
Get out of here.
It's fine. It's fine.
But I also will finally, for the first time, be reading all the tie-ins.
Oh, there you go.
Crisis on Infinite Earth.
There you go. Yeah. You know what I want to do? I want to do one day. I don't know when, but one day I want to do Zero Hour and then all the tie-ins.
Oh, good one.
Yep.
That would be good. I don't think I ever read the tie-ins.
So, funny story. I never read Zero Hour until fairly recently.
What?
But when that was going on, I read all the tie-ins.
Whoa! What an odd thing. I like that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, here's three people that have never been in this issue of blank.
Uh-huh.
What are they doing? I don't know. I wonder if that's going to continue. Nope, not continuing next issue.
Oh, well.
Now I have to hunt down Elongated Man 3046. Darn it. I don't read Elongated Man. Guess I'll never know.
Yep.
Damn it.
Hey, you know.
You did it to me again.
I like to do things backwards, Nick. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But isn't it fun to fill in those plot points afterwards?
Yeah.
Like going back, reading Zero Hour crossovers, and it's like, oh, that's what happened in Elongated Man. Oh, that's sort of cool. I love it.
Oh, man.
Like, mystery solved. Mm-hmm, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, too, Nick, now DC is on Comixology Unlimited.
Yes.
So it's tough, man. I mean, I'm already reading too many comics. Now there's like three times the comics.
Yeah, now there really is too many comics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know the answer to that?
Read all of them.
There's never too many comics.
See, that's what I said. Let me tell you, one of our friends tonight was complaining that he was reading too many comics.
Who? Who's this?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you off the record.
Tell him to send them over to 723 Bonterre. I'll take them right off his hands. My God, how could you ever read too many comics? Come on now.
No such thing.
You know what? Up in that noggin of yours, there's too many phone numbers up in that noggin of yours. Get rid of some of those phone numbers. Put more comic information up there.
That was actually my exact reply. I said, there's no such thing. And then he said something about needing to be in the right headspace or something. And
what?
I'm like, what? It's comics, bro. They're all in the right headspace. What are you doing? Who are you?
Did you tell them the last time that you had sex, you wish you were reading a comic as well as having sex? There's always room in that head for comics.
I tell you, some people. God.
Oh, God, shame on them.
Shame on them.
And just tell me yes or no. Is the person also could be at a job where they could be reading comics here and there?
Probably not.
Okay. Because that would kill me. Because I am not in that job. And yet, do I wish I had an hour a day where I could just, like, let me just read a comic here? Oh, yes! Of course! Yes!
Listen, there are a few things that you need to make time for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One is spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Two is try to make time to eat better.
Mm.
Three.
Okay, I have an issue with this list already, but go on.
Well, three, try to find some time to clear your head, okay? Like meditation or some kind of breathing work or whatever, something like that. Number four, read all the goddamn comics!
Yeah, I have an issue with the numbering order, but
I mean,
I can go along with that list.
In no particular order.
I would put number one, family. And did you understand I didn't even say friends in that? It's just family.
It's just family.
Yeah. Two, read as many comics as possible.
There you go.
Three, eat better.
Uh-huh.
because I don't really need to eat, but I need to read comics.
Yes, that's true.
Four, possibly hygiene, possibly.
I thought you were going to say four, read more comics.
Guess what? If it comes to reading a comic over the amount of time it would take to take care of hygiene, you always go for the comic. Always. Standard.
I mean, you could always, like, sit in the toilet and read a comic and then, like, use your bidet. You know what I mean? So, like, you're taking care of your hygiene.
Yes. And I hate to even say it. Guess what? If a comic gets wet because you're taking a bath or a shower, it gets wet. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're not bringing your CGC copy into that bathtub.
Yeah.
That's why you buy two issues and you bring one in or you go to the quarter bin, bring it in. Guess what? If it gets a little wet, it gets a little wet. But you know what you're doing? You're doubling down. You're doing two things at once.
There you go.
It's fantastic.
You know what you could do? You can get like a waterproof case for your iPad and just get in the tub and read comics.
Oh, God, that'd be the best.
Just don't do it with it plugged in.
Yes, true. Don't recharge that iPad.
Yeah, don't charge it while you're in the bathtub.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we warned, you're not going to get superpowers.
No. No, but we've tried.
Yeah, we've tried.
We've tried. You know how many times I've tried to get superpowers for masturbation? It never works. Guys, it never works. And damn it, I've rubbed that little nub raw. And it just hasn't worked. It never works.
Hey, one day.
One day. I keep hoping. I'm either going to start a fire or I'm just going to rub it into non-existence. One or the other. But I've yet to get superpowers. Moral of the story.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel the sneeze.
That was a good mute.
Oh, man. Yikes.
That was a real good mute.
Oh.
Woo-hoo-hoo. All I heard was sneeze. Sneeze.
I thought about doing the little pineapple trick, but whatever.
You know what I did? I sort of fell into a trap that many people have regarding comics.
Mm.
On this podcast, we love Grant Morrison.
Yes, we do.
He is fabuloso.
Mm-hmm.
I fell into a trap that many people, I think, have while reading, or I should say rereading, his fantastic Doom Patrol run.
Oh?
I realized this is a team of superheroes that, and I, at this point, I'm on issue probably 20. So almost through his run. And I sort of, and I don't know how long it's been since you've read Doom Patrol.
Not that long.
Okay. I'm about, like I said, 20 issues into his run, and I sort of fell into this rabbit hole of thinking where this is a superhero team book, yet 20 issues in, they really haven't done anything superhero-y.
Yeah.
There has never been a chase scene. There is no action.
That's my boy.
It is just high concept, very witty, completely bizarre, surrealist. Now, I won't even say superhero, just like messed up, fractured characters trying to get by in this landscape. And like I said, in my head, I was like, what's going on here? Why aren't they doing superhero stuff? Where is some villains? And it just goes more and more and more down this surrealist rabbit hole. And needless to say, I pulled myself out of it within a couple issues.
Hmm.
But there was a point where I was like, give me a fisticuffs. I want some action. I want like people beating each other up. And you know what? I finally pulled myself out and of this thinking, maybe, I don't know, an issue and a half, I had this thought. And I pulled myself out of that tailspin, and I'm like, no, what am I doing? This is completely a non-superhero team book. This is all just concepts and trying to push the boundaries of what a traditional superhero team should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fascinating. And I'm shocked he got away with it for as long as he did. Like, Animal Man was pretty straight superhero stuff.
Well, that's why even though
there are like bits and bobs of it that are real quirky, crazy Grant Morrison stuff, it's still arcs that follow an up and down good versus evil type thing. where Doom Patrol is just all, like I said, fractured team that deals with, like, personality quirks as well as, like, bizarre situations, surrealist, like, environments. It's fascinating.
That's the reason they brought all those guys over, though, right? Like him and Alan Moore and Bolin and everybody else.
Yep.
It's because they were telling different stories. Matter of fact, I was talking about this. It's so weird that you mentioned that. I was talking about this tonight. I recorded an interview that'll be out like the day this comes out probably. With Ted Brandt and Bro Stein. They're the artist on Crowded. I don't know if you read Crowded. It's an Image book.
No.
Really, really good. And they're based in the UK.
Gotcha.
And we were talking about like the difference in comic culture in the UK as opposed to here. And did you see the article that Duan shared on Discord about Angoulême, the convention in France?
Mm-hmm.
So I brought that up, and like Ted schooled me on Angoulême, and it was fascinating.
Oh, I'm gonna have to listen to this.
It was fascinating. So Angoulême has a comic convention every year. There's like 300,000 people that go there to the convention, and it lasts all week, the entire week.
Jeez.
And like comics are a huge thing in France. And, I mean, we get some of those. I know, I read Black Sad. Have you read Black Sad yet?
No.
Okay. You need to read Black Sad. Dark Horse put it out here. I mean, you can probably find the originals, but they'd be in French, so that wouldn't do any good. But Dark Horse put out Black Sad in the US. I think it came out a couple years ago. It's really great. It's, about a cat that's a detective. It's a crime noir story with all animals.
Right.
It's fantastic. If anyone listening, go read Black Sad. Stop this podcast right now. Go read Black Sad. Come back. Anyways, whenever a new Black Sad book comes out, it's like the top selling, like graphic novel. But also like a top selling book, right? So like, you know how we have the New York Times, whatever, bestsellers list?
Right.
And there's like a comic book category.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a comic book category. It's just like, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. It's like top fiction book whenever it comes out. There's like this culture where first of all, they release basically only graphic novels. There's not like single issues. But the types of material that comes out is really interesting. And I think in the US, we don't really have anything like that. The closest thing would be indie books from like, especially in the heyday of indie comics, right? Like, mid 80s, that era. Where people were like trying really cool things with the format and telling different stories.
Sure.
Something like, like Terry Moore, Strangers in Paradise, something like that. Books that like mean something, right? Just told in a comic book format. Like I'm sure you read Mouse. I'm sure everyone's read Mouse in school. I mean, Mouse is a comic book, but it deals with some very serious stuff.
Yeah, won a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, absolutely. And, God, I remember when I read that because, When I had to read Mouse in school was in like the brief period where I was like still buying comics, but I don't want people knowing that I was reading comics. So when they're like, oh, we're reading Mouse. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I got my copy and I was like, ugh, a comic book.
Nerds.
But, secretly I very much enjoyed it.
Yes, of course you did.
Anyway, so and that's the way that it is over there. Like, comics are like really serious, right? And there's
They're literature.
Yeah, they're literature, and like there's like superhero comics, but they try to do interesting things, and that's one thing that I like about Morrison. I know some people hate when I talk about how great Grant Morrison is, and part of it is as a joke, but like he genuinely is really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you can't go back to these things and be like, all right, I'm going to read this for the first time, you know, whatever, 20 years later, 30 years later. Cause it may not have the same impact.
Right. They don't live up to the hype as well.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I mean, like,
cause if you can't put your mindset back to like 93, it's going to be a little tough.
Yeah.
You sort of need to know the historical context of what was Marvel and DC and Fantagraphics and Drawn and Quarterly doing at that time.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Now this makes sense.
Well, and not just that, like, by this point, there's been a million people trying to imitate Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
Right? So you've seen it. It's like, yeah. What's that show? The Shield? I didn't watch The Shield.
Don't even say it.
Oh, we've done this, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes, we have. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. All right. I didn't watch The Shield when it was coming out. But since I've tried to watch The Shield, and I thought it was terrible. Because mm-hmm. by now, every fucking crime show on TV does exactly what The Shield did. But The Shield was the first show to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's not exciting because I've seen it a million times. But for somebody right. that watched that when it was coming out, it was probably the greatest show on TV.
It is the greatest show on TV. Thank you.
You know, semantics.
I know.
You say potato, I say bacon. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
There are books that definitely stick out, and it doesn't, and they're timeless, like Mouse.
Yeah, right.
Watchmen, Swamp Thing, Dark Knight. You know, there's books that, like, it doesn't matter when you read Batman Year One. It doesn't matter. It's timeless. But there's some that just have been imitated so much that it dulls the original.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and the thing, too, with Grant Morrison is a lot of stuff goes over people's heads.
Yeah.
Because he's got, like, really weird ideas.
As well as he references a lot of stuff that, guess what? When it was originally being referenced, if you didn't read that author or watch that French expressionist film, you don't even know what context that was. It goes right over you. Uh-huh. Where now you can look it up or go and watch or read the thing or read a wiki page on it and be like, okay, I see what he's referencing here.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean as much.
You want to hear my crazy theory?
Uh-oh.
All right, let me tell you this crazy theory. I think that when Grant Morrison was in his heyday, mm-hmm. he used his crazy logic to fully actualize the crazy fantasy world he had in his brain. And that's the world that we live in now. Because think about all the crazy shit that happens every day. And you're like, nobody could have ever written like something as good as this. Right? Or like events happen and you're like, oh yeah, that was in this book or whatever, this movie. And I'm like, here it is in real life. I'm telling you, bro. We are living in Grant Morrison's self-actualized universe.
You might not be wrong. Yeah, it was interesting reading Doom Patrol now.
Yeah, I bet.
Going back to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read it recently and it was my first time reading it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it though.
Yeah, it's a fun roller coaster.
It is. It's great. Yeah. It's very different than other iterations of Doom Patrol also.
But there's also people that ask for reading recommendations and I don't think I would ever recommend it to certain people.
Yeah, to most people, probably.
Yeah, it's a time and a place.
Yep.
And it ain't going to make you fall in love with him anymore, so.
No.
If you don't like him, you know, this isn't going to change your mind.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was reading Invisibles recently. Same kind of thing.
Yeah, but Invisibles goes places that Doom Patrol certainly didn't.
Well, I mean, that couldn't.
Yeah, it's... I still... Invisibles can scratch a certain itch.
Oh, it scratches still, all my itches.
I'm just still very, very blown away by that.
Yep.
And I would love to... I wish somebody would interview Grant Morrison and all the creators on that just for a retrospective piece. I would love to just hear what everyone was thinking that went through that book.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating.
I saw something about that. Oh, you know what? It was in that Wisecrack video. I think I sent you that link, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Philosophy of Grant Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
That took me down some damn rabbit holes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I wish I would have went to that Grant Morrison convention in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Hey, I was hoping that was going to become a thing, and for that to be a one-off event, it's like, damn it, I should have went. I should have went.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really stupid.
Yeah, well, he's, I like what he's doing in Green Lantern. I don't know if you're
that could have
that.
Been our fire. That could have been our fire festival. It could have. Dude.
Well, yours maybe. My parents wouldn't let me go.
Oh, mine for sure. Are you kidding me?
Oh man!
Something would have happened. I would have been in some animal costume. I guarantee it.
There you go.
One of those nights.
Yeah, he's doing the new Green Lantern book.
Yes. And I know it's divisive.
It's very divisive. I quite enjoy it.
But think of where the landscape of comics right now. Really, where can he go? Like, they made him editor-in-chief of Heavy Metal for how many months?
Yeah. I forgot like, about heavy that.
Heavy Metal's a perfect place for him. But you know that can't be long-lived. No. Like, how many issues can that thing sell?
Yeah.
So you knew that was going to be a short stint. And yep. then it's like back to superheroes. Why? Because that's the only thing that sells. And Grant Morrison is not there just for a creative outlook. He wants to make money. So guess what? He will take a job doing a superhero.
Well, and he doesn't need the money. He's been busy doing that Happy Show.
Yeah, but he needs money. Who doesn't need money?
I guess.
But I will say, no matter what, it still feels like his heart is in superheroes.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Yeah, he likes bending them quite a bit.
Yeah. Wasn't there something else of his that got optioned recently?
Was it Multiversity?
Ooh. No. Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I love the shit out of that.
Yes, you do.
So many people hate it. I don't understand why. Nah. It's so fucking good. Like, he is the perfect person for that book.
Yeah. That's inside. You just cracked his brain open and it poured out.
Damn. Now I need to read that. Let me put this on my to-do list.
I know. It's almost like when you read Robinson and he's absolutely passionate about whatever he's writing.
Oh, you can always tell, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell when he's just in it for that paycheck because he needs to get paid for the next 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was part of the problem with Robinson's latest stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has flair for DC. Marvel?
Yeah, not so much.
Hit or miss.
Not so much.
Yeah.
He did, what was that? Nick Fury Jr. He did that book, which was, it was awesome because the artist is so freaking, I don't know. It was like very trippy art.
Christian Ward?
Was it Christian Ward?
I don't know. That's the first name that comes to mind when you say trippy.
Let's find out. It was ACO.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Or ACO, ACO, whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll go with ACO. I like that best.
Sure.
He was the artist on those. I really enjoyed those. They didn't last very long. They might have just been minis. Not. Well, they might have been minis. And then most recently, he did an arc on Detective, which wasn't very well received.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it.
Hey, I liked his, what was it, Face to Face?
Face to Face.
The Two-Face story that he did with Don Kramer.
Yeah.
I liked that. And a lot of people poo-poo that one.
Well, shame on them.
Hey. People can poo-poo whatever they want. I don't care. I poo-poo plenty of stuff that I'm sure people love. So that's okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Why is the man DC? Whoo! If you're listening to this and you are a Comixology Unlimited subscriber, you can read Multiversity along with me for free.
Oh, nice.
I will not be reading it there. I have the trade.
Ooh, the deluxe trade?
The deluxe trade, yeah.
The oversized one?
Yep. Dude, I paid $6 for that thing.
Heck yeah. That is a well put together book.
I don't know, it might have been more than that, but I definitely didn't pay full price for it.
Oh, that's a beauty.
It is. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
God, that fucking thing's so good. Oh my God.
Ugh. Oh man.
Anyways, yeah, they, That's one thing where they fucked up on. They tied in Multiversity to Action Comics before Bendis took it over. And I was so excited. And then Bendis came.
Why would they tie that? Why would they tie it in?
I don't want to spoil it, but there was a tie-in, and it was fucking awesome.
It was
really good. Bendis Superman's great, so don't send me hate mail. I love Bendis Superman.
Yeah.
It's really, are you reading that? Dude, you gotta be reading that.
I'm not. Oh, I have them. I just haven't read them yet.
It's really good. The latest
issue. They're in my queue.
The latest issue. Hoo-wee.
They're in my queue, but my queue's about 1,000 comics long. So sooner or later.
Mm. I've gotten mine down a little bit. I think I only have 200 and something in there.
There you go.
Yeah. Unread.
Well, with this horror, same here. Yeah. I'm only talking unread.
Yep.
But with this horribly cold weather last night laying in bed, I'm like, you know what I'm going to read? I'm going to read a little, Flash's Rogues Captain Cold.
Oh, wow.
which is Flash's version of Arkham Asylum.
Uh-huh.
Spotlight on the villain. So it's all Captain Cold issues. So it's darn fun.
I never
read the first appearance of Captain Cold. So that was really good. And it's Carmen Infantino. So how can that be bad?
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I've got,
except, you know, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, you're fine.
I don't like, and Arkham Asylum does this as well with the spotlighted books. I get that you're going to cherry pick essential, non-essential issues, but I hate when it's like, oh, this is part three of such and such storyline. So they just drop part three in. And it's like, yes, could that inspire me to read one and two? But don't drop something in that's so far away. Like, give me the first issue. Uh-huh. And then if I decide to read on, I'll read on. But don't just give me this one spotlighted issue. And they do it multiple times in the Captain Cold Rogues Gallery.
Yep.
Yes.
I gotcha. I gotcha. I got a
pet peeve.
So here's the two things next up on my to-read list.
Ooh.
So number one is, this is going to be a weird one.
Okay.
I'm reading Blue Devil.
Ooh.
Which I've never read Blue Devil, but I was looking for recommendations, so I sent out a tweet, and I got quite a few replies. The problem is, I read so much, a lot of the suggestions I got, like, I've read.
Yeah.
But Ed suggested Blue Devil, mm-hmm. and so I just went out and bought a bunch of Blue Devil books. And nice. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I'm digging
it. I like it.
And weirdly enough, Blue Devil was in the last issue of Heroes in Crisis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's weird. So that's what I'm reading now. When I finish that series, and I'm going to do the entire run. How many issues is that?
Oh, wow.
Let's find out. It's not that many. 31 issues.
Oh, okay.
And then after I finish that, I'm going to do Seven Soldiers.
Ooh, speaking of Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, so those are the two things on my queue. Seven Soldiers showed up in, what's that book, Sideways.
Is Seven Soldiers, is this the maiden reading voyage on that one?
No, but it's been a long time.
Okay, good.
Matter of fact, I don't think I even finished reading that series.
Ooh.
I don't remember why.
So it could be new to you.
Yeah, it might be. The Seven Soldiers showed up in that New Age of Heroes book, though, Sideways. So I was like,
okay.
I need to put this on my list.
Nice.
So yeah, and I bumped it up.
Oh, I like it.
Yep. That is my reading list. Yeah. What else you got? Any interesting movies, documentaries that you've seen?
No, I think I've fallen into the trap that you have. I have not hardly watched any TV.
Wow.
And it feels good.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
The only thing that's bad is my dad doesn't want to go see Glass.
Mm.
So I would have to go see Glass by myself. And I, in this cold weather, during the hot heat, for whatever reason, I'm like, ooh, a cold movie theater. Let me go there and relax by myself.
Mm.
But when it's cold out, all I want to do is get home and get under a blanket and get in comfy clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm a little bummed. I want to go see it. But, you know, it happens.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I watched a movie recently that I really liked, but I can't remember the name of it. I should have saved
it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, well. Too bad.
Out of your head, gone.
Yep, out of my head, gone. I do want to watch that Project Blue Book on History Channel. Mm. It's based on, like, top secret documents that were released on Project Blue Book. It was like the CIA investigation on like UFO abductions or whatever. Mm. The lead actor is, oh shit, if my wife listens to this, she will kill me because it's her favorite actor. What's his name? He's been in a gazillion things.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Robert Wagner?
No.
Robert Guillaume?
What is the guy's name? You know what? Let me pull up this goddamn thing. No, I can't even
Stieg
find
Larsson?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
doesn't matter. But anyways, I want to watch this thing. It looks awesome. So it's like it's almost like X-Filesy, but based on like these accounts and investigations by the government. It sounds pretty cool. So I want to check that out. And I mean, it's probably like more fiction than anything.
Okay.
I recently watched Nightfall, which is also a History Channel series, but it's a fictionalized account of the Knights Templar. And it's really fucking good. But some of the stuff in there, I'm like, yeah, that's not how that happened.
Huh.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact, Mark Hamill's going to be in season 2.
Oh.
He's going to be a Templar Knight.
Ooh.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Good.
But, yeah, other than that, man, nothing. I got to watch Gotham at some point. That I do need to watch.
Yeah, get on that.
Yeah, well, it came back, like 3-4 weeks ago. I keep forgetting to watch it. It's the last season, so like I might just wait till the end and just watch it all at the same time.
You mean last season, period?
Yeah, last season.
Wow, I thought that was doing good for Fox.
It is, but it's the last season.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, what's weird is they're going to have Batman in it.
Oh?
And the entire time they're like, no, Bruce Wayne will never turn into Batman in this show.
He's only 13 years old, people.
Yep. Apparently, like, Harley Quinn was in the season. Bane is in this season. I think Bane showed up in this last episode.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they're going all out on this final season.
Dang.
Yes.
Dang. Sounds like you're going to have to watch it.
At some point.
You'll watch it. I have faith.
I got so many comics to read.
That's true. But those comics will always be there for you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I started reading Polar because that movie came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just going to read the comic. It's cool though. It's in a different, it's not a widescreen format. It's the same format as, what's that book? Private Eye.
Oh, like Landscape?
Yeah, Landscape. There you go.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. And it's black and white.
Is it drawn by Marcos Martín?
It is not.
Damn it.
Who does that book? I didn't even know it was based on a comic. I watched the trailer. I was like, this looks all right. And then I saw an article that's like, yeah, based on the popular graphic novel. And I was like, wait, what? It's based on a comic. Now I have to watch it.
Sign me up.
Victor Santos.
Victor Santos.
Ooh, let's see. Doesn't sound familiar. Let's see. What has he done? Big Trouble in Little China, Black Market, Dark Horse Presents, Dead Boy Detectives, Evil Empire, Godzilla, Mice Templar. What? I've read that. I don't remember this guy.
What?
Really? It must have been like a fill-in. He did not write this book. Yeah, I didn't think so. That was Eaming. Anyway, he's done a bunch of stuff apparently. Yeah, Polar.
Good.
That's a French book.
Nice. You and the French books.
Dude, the French put out good books. I'm telling you. Go read some Black Sad.
They do. I'm not arguing with you.
Black Sad is fantastic. No, Alexa, not you. Thanks.
It reacts when you say sad. It's like, yes, you are sad.
Yeah, she's sad. Oh, interesting. I might read this too. Rashomon by the same guy.
Based on the Kurosawa film?
Yeah, I guess. Because this guy looks like a samurai.
Weird.
But it's a crime noir story in feudal Japan. Huh.
Well, Rashomon was.
Yeah,
that's
true. Man, this is rated really highly.
That might be interesting.
Oh, this looks awesome. I need to read this.
Hey, speaking of Rashomon, this is how my brain works. Did you hear about Criterion launching their own streaming service?
Yes. Paul subscribed to it.
Oh, he did?
He did.
For him. Yeah, I know he's a big Criterion guy.
Yep.
I might have to investigate the pricing structure of that. That sounds right up my alley.
Does it have, like, the entire Criterion collection?
Well, I would hope so. I would think so. Jesus Christ. I mean, the stuff on Criterion it's all old. Even the stuff they put out is, you know, they put out new stuff now, currently. Huh. But still, the majority of their stuff has been around for quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We might end up, God, I hate to say this. Shame on me.
Uh-oh.
Martin from a year ago will be very angry. We might be resubscribing to CBS All Access.
Oh, for Star Trek Season 2?
Well, that already started.
For The Price is Right?
Well, The Twilight Zone comes out in April.
Oh, now I see. Okay.
And
Roger that.
I have to watch that.
Yes, you do.
It is my favorite show of all time.
And then after going through the hell and the hurdles of trying to unsubscribe to that service, you'll probably just hold on to it for the entire year.
So yeah, Twilight Zone comes out in April. Favorite show of all time. If they ruin it, I will murder somebody.
Who's like the executive producer? Is there anybody that we know?
Yeah,
that's
Jordan
helming
Peele.
It?
Jordan Peele.
Oh, yep. That's a good spot for him.
Which,
way to go.
I don't know if you saw we might have talked about it. That trailer for his new movie?
Mm-hmm.
Holy balls, that looks good.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone. But the other reason is they're doing a Stephen King's The Stand show.
Wow.
On CBS All Access. And wow. I told my wife, she's like, oh, we might need to get CBS All Access so I can watch it.
Is it with Idris Elba?
Doubtful.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Gotcha.
He's too big time for that.
True.
And now he's going to be James Bond.
So CBS spent a lot of money.
I'm sure they
did.
To
get The Stand. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good for them.
I guess. That movie was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It was like 38 hours long. God, it was so bad. I mean, that's the problem, dude. Like, my experience with him is all through the shitty-ass movies they make of his books.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yep. Oh, well, whatever. My wife tells me that all the time. Oh, the books are so much better. Yeah, I don't believe you.
You're like, I've already wasted enough time. Now you want me to waste three times as much to actually read this book? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Might be good to pick up on Audible, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. The only ones that I've read are the Dark Tower books, and those are fine.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fine.
Fun and fine.
Yeah. I want to watch that movie. I heard it's terrible.
I'm sure it is. Sure it is.
Oh, man. Oh, well. You ready to wrap this up?
Yeah.
All right, you've been listening to the Nerd Legion Podcast with Nick Wetmore. You can find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine, at Nerd Legion. We'll be back next week. We need to work our scheduling.
Yes.
Because we got to take a couple weeks off here soon.
Uh-oh.
C2E2's coming.
And so is the Puppy Bowl, the big game.
Oh, yes. Puppy and Bowl. Oh, man, I forgot about that. Is that next week?
That's Sunday is the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, god damn it.
What?
You're right.
Yes. And right. Something else is happening too, but the Puppy Bowl is
Yeah, cool. Who cares about the other thing?
Exactly.
Gotta watch the Puppy Bowl.
Right.
That's it. We'll be back at some point in the future. And I'll be, I mean, by then I'll be like 14 times more pretentious.
It's gonna be hard, but you'll try.
Oh, don't worry, I'll figure it out.
I know you will.